This is Dr. Chopra visiting up endoscopy report on patient Philip Dowdy in a gastroenterology history of gastric ulcer. This is a follow-up endoscopy to see the healing of the gastric ulcer. Patient will see history of dysplasia on and off, GERD, and hiatal hernia. Physician will give a gastric ulcer, Dr. Nelson, patient on the shape of lipish. Also, I'm encouraged to appreciate your passion and look at the gastroscope. Patient will find the sound of the patient, Examine portion of dura maldo and basket small external road seal experience on the crush for entropiles of non reparch aspas. Enter maldo and denser basket and require a person cells who are bound for cardiovascular. Patient has appeared to be having large hiatal hernia, no evidence of any gastric ulceration. It's called a straight body junction. Large hiatal hernia noted. That could be most likely the contributing to his dysphagic symptom. It's called a junction. Question Shastri is bringing out endoscopy in. Tight shut G-junction or shaft is noted at this time. Patient appeared to be having shortening of the esophagus because of large hiatal hernia. Then question on tracheolization, biopsy from the distal esophagus or metastatic burden or eastern esophagus. Every session removal position of patient on a complication. Find the moment shortening of the esophagus. Secondary large hiatal hernia. Number two, no evidence of any tight shaft is noted. Number three, question of tracheolization esophagus, biopsy were taken from the mid esophagus and distal esophagus lower esophagus. Number four, mild to moderate gastritis, biopsy were taken from the liquid. Number six, five, no evidence of gastric ulceration. Number seven, mild duodenitis. Recommendation other from the small biopsy. Number two, from the strong biopsy of the liquid preferred. Number three, other from the esophageal biopsy, lower esophagus. Number four, recommend to have a bearing swallow evaluation of the hiatal hernia with a large hiatal hernia and with him having symptoms. I'm wondering if that large hiatal hernia is what basically giving this symptom of the dysphagic symptoms. So for that reason, evaluating with a bearing swallow to assess the size of hiatal hernia. If this appear to be consistent with large hiatal hernia, then a patient may have hiatal hernia repair before this large hiatal hernia can predispose the patient to gastric valvulus in the future. Follow soft food, follow up 1 to 3 weeks of nutrition. Please send the copy to Dr. Vimayala Gonzalez and copy Dr. Farhan Seri. Their procedure was April 2nd, 2022. April 2nd, 2022. Patient option next.